Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Had a practice this morning and hopped on a flight here, and everything went pretty smooth. So guys are excited to finally get to this point. You win the Pac-12 championship, and it seems like forever down the road. A lot of things before you get to this point, including even academics, right? Guys taking finals and things like that. But here we are, and really looking forward to a great week. Being down here, continue preparation for Texas, and a lot of new adventures for our guys. You know, being in this particular game, in a national semifinal game, first Pac-12, not just the first UW team, but first Pac-12 team to ever be in the Sugar Bowl. So, a lot of exciting things. I know our fans are excited to get down here and get a taste of New Orleans, and also. Be ready for the game. So looking forward to an awesome week being here.
We're going to go to some questions now. Please wait for a microphone if you could. Any questions? Ted here.
Coach, you've been in bowl games before, but this is the first time in a playoff game, at least at this level. Are you approaching this any different than you would a regular bowl trip? And if so, or if not, have you talked to maybe coaches who have been in the playoffs?
I think there's definitely a different feel to it. I think even the setup of the bowl itself, with the activities and so forth, I think there's, in our guys' mind, probably more of a business-like approach to it. Never really had conversations or worries about guys maybe not even thinking about playing. They worked extremely hard to get to this point, and this is what it was all about is having the chance to be in a national championship. And so I think there is a more of a business-like approach. I know our staff has a lot of, peers throughout college football, myself included, that just kind of get an idea of just the things to be ready for, the way that the schedule might be set up. But I think there's a lot of experience our staff has, and we've sorted through all that and had a good schedule in place up to this point, and looking forward to a good week.
Coach, what do you know from watching film on Quinn Ewers, and what do you have to do to try to contain him or stop him?
Well, I think the thing you see is that he's had continual growth from a year ago, and that's not just Quinn, but also just the rest of the team, and he, along with his skill group, are in sync. You can see that they're executing at an extremely high level. I think he just, his command of the offense has continued to improve from a year ago. And so, we're expecting a much different football team than we saw, which was a very good football team even a year ago. And so, he's protected. He understands, I think, just from a football sense, it's another year into your career. And so been very impressed. He can deliver the ball, put it wherever he wants. And, we'll have our hands full, trying to slow Quinn and the offense down.
Good to see you, Coach. Scott Huff, really good friends, your offensive line coach, really good friends with the defensive coordinator, Pete Kwiatkowski. Maybe talk a little bit about the conversations that maybe you're having with Scott and Pete to contain those big two interior defensive linemen.
Yeah, I know they're very close and talk regularly out of season and even during the season. I think those conversations maybe, I don't know for sure, have dwindled down here as we get closer to the game. But Yeah, it's pretty evident, you know, what they are up front. And, you know, just guys that stuff the run and, you know, I think just as a unit, get after your quarterback and get a push at the line of scrimmage, get in the quarterback's face. And we know that that would be a great challenge for offensive line. Coach Huff's done a great job with our guys, and, you know, all season long, and looking forward to that challenge. We know it'll be a great one, but, you know, that's certainly a big piece of their defense is what happens up front, not just at the line of scrimmage, but also with the second level at the linebacker level.
Okay, one for you here from the Associated Press. What has Michael Penix meant to your team this season?
Well, yeah, he you know, came in 2 years ago, and, you know, I mean, there was expectations from my end. I knew what we had, and I knew we had a really good quarterback that if he was in charge, we were going to be able to have one of the better ones in the country. And I think as time gone on, he's just really pushed himself to new levels. The talent, the skill set's always been there. I think the instinctiveness, his football IQ, I knew this back 4 years ago that, you know, it was elite. But, you know, he's had guys now around him that can make plays, can protect him. I think what's really, you know, to answer a question, been key is just how much he's evolved as a leader, as he's become more comfortable in the program. And I think, you know, there's things that he's done that just in those big moments, whether it's leading our team down the field when our backs are to the wall, not just this year but last year, time and time again he's done that. He's come through. It's you know, it's those big moments when he's, you know, exhausted and will get up and get in front of the team, whether it's halftime, in the, you know, end of the game, and just, you know, give those talks that you can tell are deep. You know, just the ones that where he's finding every bit of energy to make sure that he challenges the guys to dig deep and, you know, give everything they have. And so he does it on the field with his production. He's a relentless worker. He's really pushed hard to help himself be his best. And his leadership, I think, is probably one of the biggest areas where we've seen, you know, as a team, him just really step out in front and not be afraid to put the team on his shoulders.
Any additional questions? One more from Ted.
Yeah. Sort of, hopefully not piggybacking quite on the last one, but last year you played this team in San Antonio. That was a pure bowl game.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like you said, this is a business trip. Have you emphasized that to your players, or do you tell them, hey, have fun down here and to a certain degree, but
yeah,
you know, the stakes in this game are a lot higher than they've ever played for before.
Yeah, no, there's no question. I don't think I had to say too much about it. I think that's really, you know, kind of the balance that I think our team has. We have this mature group of guys that has these lofty goals that weren't just set here those last couple weeks, but all season long. And we've been able to balance having fun, enjoying being around each other all season long, just with the work that it takes to prepare to be great on Saturdays or on game day. And, you know, I'm really proud of these guys for that, because they know that, hey, this is the time to work and this is the time to have fun. And so, you know, I'd expect that business trip, that workmanlike mentality to continue here on this trip here down in New Orleans.
Thank you very much, Coach.
You bet. Thank you, guys.
Last year compared to this year, you know, you take a look at the game plan for last year and you look at the matchups. How are the matchups different this year than a year ago? Maybe on film study, personnel, what are you seeing as a difference?
Yeah, I mean, their offense, I mean, they returned a lot of guys, their quarterback. I mean, they do got new running backs in. A lot of the receivers have returned, as well as offensive line. Obviously, game plan-wise, I mean, they're still a new team, but at the end of the day, like, they're a great team. I mean, even going back to last year, we had a challenge against them against the Alamo Bowl, and then throughout this year, just watching film and all that stuff, like, every single game, they give their A game and they play all four quarters.
What's it like seeing Xavier Worthy on film?
I mean, he's a phenomenal player. He's got speed. He got great hands. It'll be a fun matchup all game for sure.
Just tell me about what's the focus been, just since the Oregon game. Have you had a little bit of time off? Has it been just all football? Tell me a little bit about just, the offseason.
Yeah, we did get some time off to kind of go home and see our families and stuff like that a little earlier in December. And then it was nice, we did get Christmas off, and me as a local kid, I was able to go home. I brought some teammates over for Christmas dinner because obviously they weren't able to go home and see their families. But, it's been a lot of football, but we all enjoy it because we know what's at stake. And just coming in, for instance, today we had practice this morning, then a lift, and then we got on the plane. So it's go the whole time, but we know this is what we dreamed of, and this is what we were striving for since our first game against Boise State, and now we have a chance to go and get it.
Being a Seattle guy, what's this like? This is, you lived here.
Yeah.
You lived there. What's it like for the local guy?
It's awesome. Here. Yeah, I grew up a Husky fan. I moved here when I was 8 years old with season tickets the first year I was here, up until I became a Husky myself. I've seen great years. I've seen not so great years. And it's now awesome kind of being a part of this team and how special it's been this whole entire year and being at the spot we're at now.
You're chasing for a national championship. Your dad has a ring. What has he shared with you about that journey and just how important it is?
Just truly how special it was and just to live in the moment. He said, don't look too far ahead. Don't even look towards the game right now. Just take each day at a time and it will come.
You guys seem pretty relaxed and focused in the last week or two. This doesn't seem like out of character for you guys at all. It's not too big for you guys.
Yeah, coach always says that we're built for this. We play all four quarters. It's a four-quarter fight every single game, no matter who we're playing. And, we're going to give our A game. We know we're going to get their A game. And it's a sport of football, and we all love it.
And just one more. You've been to stadiums where it's been insane. Arizona was crazy. USC was crazy. The Oregon game was crazy. Michigan State was crazy. Yeah. Those were all big crowds. It doesn't seem like that bothers you guys at all. And it almost seems like if the crowd is loud, it kind of helps you guys.
Yeah, it's just motivation kind of fuels the fire, especially when you're out there, especially on defense when, you can't even hear your own self think. It's awesome. We're dialed on all of our plays. We know our checks. We feel very confident going in each week with our game plan and just so forth. So just being able to go out there, have the crowd engagement and behind our backs, it's nice.
Baseball season is in full swing, which means you need to listen to Fantasy Baseball Today, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Stample, every weekday as we recap every player from every game. We'll talk waiver wire ads, drops, players to trade for, prospects who could make an impact, and everything in between. Make sure to download and follow on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, the Odyssey app, and everywhere else podcasts are found.